Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a great hour that's coming up for you guys, both on the radio side of our program as well as online. We're going to kick things off by speaking to actor, writer, and director Jamar Hill. He's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey in the arts, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Jamar is also celebrating a big premiere that's coming up in a couple of weeks, the premiere of his new film, Last Love Lost. We're going to talk to him about that as well as how you all can be a part of that premiere. At the bottom of the hour, we have country music artist Jiggly Jones back on with us. You may remember the name from just a couple of years ago when he was on our program. He has a brand new album out today. We're going to talk to him not only about the album, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel of Light, but also hear his new single that's climbing the charts, Walk on Me. Again, it's going to be a great hour. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, though, Jamar Hill is making his first appearance on our show today. Jamar, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how you doing? How everybody doing? Hey. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, glad to do it. Congratulations to you. As I said, the big premiere is coming up for you in NYC here in just a couple of weeks of your new film, Last Love Lost. But this, of course, is not your first project. Jamar, what has it been like for you to see not only the way that people are responding to Last Love Lost, but also, of course, what it's been like for you to kind of bring these topics to life?
Oh, man, it's a great feeling, man. You know, I'm young and fresh in the game, man. Just turning 25 and having my first project, you know, my first feature film come out and hitting the big screen, especially in NYC, that's a big accomplishment and dream, man.
Right, right. And so for you, the dream is something that, you know, that you've been working for some time. You know, I know when I was prepping for this segment and watching the trailer, I could tell that, you know, these are some themes that are very heavy. You all not only, you know, wrote and directed, but you also are starring in it as well. Did you always know, though, that it was possible? I talk to people all the time who have a dream and then life happens to them, Jamar, and then something sidetracks them. Did you always know that no matter how long it took, that if you were consistent, you would be able to see this day come?
Well, honestly, man, I was always consistent whatever I was doing. Like, you know, I went to college and I played basketball. And after basketball, I just was like, I'm going to give my acting career a try. And, you know, here it is. Been 2 years now, and I got my first feature film that I wrote, produced, directed, and starred in, you know. So, I mean, it's all about just being consistent, you know, and that's what I have been.
Right, exactly. And I think that is what people are seeing. So what was it about acting, Jamar? What was it about that particular industry that attracted you to it?
I don't know, man. I guess I'm an all-around guy. You know, I don't just act, I sing as well. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know that it's my personality, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just my personality, just, you know, going through different life situations, I guess, you know, it was part of me, and here I am now, man.
Right, right. Well, definitely as a result of the hard work and persistence. So let's talk a little bit about the project. We're going to be telling our listeners at the end of this segment how they can be able to stay in contact with you, Jamar, as well as how they can find out more information about the premiere. But Last Love Lost kind of deals with some situations that I think a lot of people around the world can relate to. The first one, of course, being relationships. I think we all kind of go through that in various types of relationships, whether it's between, you know, the husband and wife, between, of course, the children and the parents, and then just with friends as well. Relationships, I think, are things I think that all of us can relate to, but also, of course, dealing with issues of abuse and knowing that you're worth more than that. You know, how did the whole picture for this film, how did it come about for you? Where did the initial idea come from?
Like you said, life situations, just what people go through, you know, and things that I witness, and, you know, I think it was a very, very big thing to touch on. You know, a lot of women do go through domestic violence where they do not talk about it. You know, and a lot of people go through different situations and they don't talk about it. And I thought putting it all into a film and expressing it in the way that I did, well, hopefully help people express how what they went through, you know. So
right.
that was the whole idea of putting this together.
Right, right. And it seems as though one of the themes is also is that as long as you're living, Jamar, that there, that it's never too late for love. Was that one of the things that you hope
yes.
the various characters realized?
Yes, yes, because I played a character, Antonio, in my film, and what happens is I'm coming out of a coma after being shot by my father, who had killed my mom, my mother. And basically, I'm witnessing this girl going through a domestic relationship, and that's how I come in, you know, become the hero, basically. I don't want to give the film away, but,
right.
you know, that's basically how it is, man.
And I think that is the thing. I think, you know, the film, you're dealing with not only, you know, what can be cycles of abuse, but I think
mm-hmm.
also cycles of doubting oneself. You know, I mentioned earlier about self-love. I think that's one of those issues, Jamar, that all of us kind of know something about. I mean, there are people out there, unfortunately, that will try to tell you what you can't do. You know, what when you look at what you're doing and about to have this big premiere coming up in New York, you know, who have been some of the people who have inspired you, who have pushed you forward to this point?
I can say family, you know, family. And as far as who I look up to, you know, Tyler Perry, of course, he is one. You know, Spike Lee, he's one. And just myself, you know, myself
mm-hmm.
as well. I just always had self-motivation, you know,
gotcha.
And always wanted to make my own type of lane and be able to be an inspiration to others. You know, especially in my community.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I think people can definitely appreciate that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Jamar Hill. He's making his first appearance on our program today. He's not only an actor, but a writer and director. He has a new project that's going to be premiering in New York in just a couple of weeks. It's called Last Love Lost. We're going to be telling you guys the details about that a little bit later. Whether you're in that area or know someone who is, you'll be able to pass it on to them. Now, being a part of this project, and I actually reached out to you before the segment started, Jamar, and I was asking about the single that was playing on the trailer for Last Love Lost, mm-hmm. and I noticed that the individual who is singing that is also going to be a part of this event. Would you also say
mm-hmm.
that the music of this film is also part of the story, that Steve LaVelle, especially in the single
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be
yes.
listening to, it'll be okay?
Steve LaVelle,
but
he's a soulful R&B singer. He's on the come up, you know, that's someone I'm helping push his career as well. And he's a great artist. His music, actually a couple of his songs is in my film as a soundtrack. And his music is just weird. It's weird how it all came together, because every track that he had out was a touching feeling, and it went well with my whole film. You know, so, you know, shout out to Steve LaVelle. You know, he'd definitely be performing May 25th at the Miss Theater at the premiere on the live with his band. And it's going to be a great, great premiere, man. It's going to be a great
right.
premiere, as well as a great movie.
Exactly. So it's going to be a lot for people to be able to take in. We're going to be telling them about how they can get the general admission as well as the VIP tickets here in a moment. Now, if you guys have not heard Steve LaVelle before, his the single that is actually a part of the trailer for the movie Last Love Lost is a single called It'll Be Okay. I found out that it's a part of his mixtape called Love Made Me Strong. You guys can actually get it for free download on SoundCloud. If you have not had a chance to hear the single, here it is. Here is It'll Be Okay by Steve LaVelle. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Jamar Hill.
If I tell the world that you are here, it'll be okay. If I can move the earth today, yes. And finally say yes, it'll be okay. The time is not for me to stay here. Time to move on. Hope I can be strong. Oh, even though I'm hurt, even though I'm alone, gotta let myself know it'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
If
That was Steve LaBelle with It'll Be Okay from his mixtape Love Made Me Strong. He's going to be one of those performing at the upcoming premiere of Last Love Lost that's coming up in NYC. He's going to be giving you guys all the details, but it's going to be coming up on May the 25th. Again, the premiere as well as the entertainment for the event. Now, I mentioned earlier that you not only wrote and directed this, Jamar, but you also acting in it as well. Who are some of the other individuals that are a part of this project?
We have Tani Belafonte, we have Nikia Dillers, we have Tali Clements, we have Bill Johnson, we have Roshana Elders, Lunia Love, Sade Whiteman, you know, just a couple hungry actors that's on the come up, and they all from different places, man, different cities and states, and, you know, just everybody came together, and we developed a great project, you know, and I'm honored. Right. I'm very honored to have everybody in it. And it's amazing because, like, when everyone sees, you know, you think of independent, you get, you know, you get what you see. You get what you pay for with independent sometimes, you know. But this project, man, it looks fantastic. Like, you know, it looks fantastic. And I just want the whole world to see it, you know, and just check out the trailer and everything, and whoever's listening, come on out to the premiere, get your tickets, and, you know, let's make history, you know.
You mentioned something about people coming together. I want to talk about that aspect of this for a moment, because there are people out mm-hmm. there, Jamar, maybe their thing is not acting. Well, let's say whatever their thing is. You mentioned, too, that you sing as well. Maybe their thing is mm-hmm. singing. Maybe it's writing or whatever it might be. You know, I think people listening to this can say, you know what, you know, if Jamar was able to do it, you know, to pursue his own goal, go for his dream, then I can do that as well. Has that been one of the nice side effects of this, that you have inspired other people to maybe go for their dreams, too?
Yes, I tell everyone, you know, I get a lot of love now in my Facebook, Instagram, everything, Twitter. I get a lot of love, and I tell everybody to go for their dreams, because this is just, you know, this for myself, this is just the beginning. You know, after this film, I'm looking to drop a single for myself, you know, just to show how diverse I am personally, and like I said, keep inspiring people to do everything you want. And, you know, there's no time limit for it, you know.
Right.
I just say just keep working hard, keep driving, keep being ambitious, and going for it.
All right. So you're hearing it from someone that's definitely doing just that. Again, everyone, actor, writer, and director Jamar Hill has stopped by our program today, talking with us not only about his new film, Last Love Lost, but some of the themes of it, as well as what he hopes you're able to take away, not only from the film, but for him being able to go for his dream and being able to see his own vision come to life. Now, let's talk about the premiere. Let's give our listeners the details here. Let them know when it's going to be, Jamar, and also how they can be involved in it.
Well, you know, I made the premiere open to the public and everyone to come out. It's going to be the Mist Theater at 46 West 11th Street in Harlem, New York. And, you know, you can get the tickets. You can get tickets to purchase. You can purchase your tickets at lastlovelostthemovie.com. The tickets is $15 for admission and $35 for VIP, which includes the after party. That's inside of the venue. And, you know, it's come on out. You know, have a good time. And like I said earlier, let's make history together. And I say that because this is something that I'm not going to just stop doing. I'm going to continue doing. And I'm hoping that I can get the support from everyone from around the world. And just we just share this remarkable movie that I have created.
Exactly. So LastLoveLostTheMovie.com is where you guys can go for more information. There you can also see right on the main page, you can see the trailer for the film there, find out more information about it. You'll see where it says buy tickets to the premiere. You click on that, and it'll take you to the Eventbrite page where you can be able to get all the ticket information. As you heard Jamar say, the general admission is only $15, and then, of course, VIP is $35. Now, one thing we should also mention, Jamar, because we know that people like, you know, they like food. So the general admission also includes a free popcorn, candy, and a drink. So you guys can get that included. And then, of course, as you heard Jamar mention, you know, the VIP also includes the after party as well. So, again, go to the website for the movie, which, again, is lastlovelostthemovie.com. Go ahead and watch the trailer. Make sure you guys tell your friends about it. You can find all the details there on the main page. And then, of course, he's made it very easy for you guys to share it with your friends. And then, again, it's going to be Sunday, May the 25th at Miss Harlem Theater. Of course, that's going to be in New York. You know, congratulations to you, Jamar, and also to all the cast and those working on this project, because you're right. I mean, it is a history-making event just to say that you've been able to do this. And, of course, to have this great opportunity of being able to feature not only other talented individuals, but also share a powerful message as well. So, again, we wish you guys nothing but the best. How can our listeners stay in contact with you personally, Jamar?
You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Jamar Hill, J-A-H-M-A-R, last name, Hill, H-I-L-L. You can add me on Facebook. My fan page is Jamar Hill as well. And everything is under Jamar Hill, whatever you're looking for, my music, YouTube, everything. So follow me. I always follow back, and let's share this remarkable film.
All right. So there you go, everyone, Jamar Hill. And then, of course, there is also, you guys can find Last Love Lost on Twitter as well, so make sure you guys are staying there for the updates. Jamar, congratulations to all of you guys, and thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on your show, and I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to coming again.
All right, same here, same here. Again, everyone, actor, writer, director Jamar Hill. Again, the project is called Last Love Lost. If you're not in the New York area but you have friends and family that are, make sure you guys are passing on the word. Again, that website for the film is lastlovelostthemovie.com. There you can go for more information, find out all the details about the actual event that's taking place on Sunday, May the 25th, and then, of course, being able to share it with your friends. But again, the general admission, very, very reasonable. The VIP includes the after party. You definitely can't lose. And then you're going to have some great entertainment. As we heard Steve LaBelle, the single that you guys heard here, It'll Be All Right, Be Okay, I'm sorry. He will be just one of those that will be in attendance. So make sure you guys are making plans again to attend the premiere at Last Love Lost. Now, if you came in late and missed part of this broadcast, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk Radio, you guys can catch entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, and we did tag Jamar's Facebook fan page there. And also you can find us at twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and we tagged him there as well. Click on that link. You can go back and listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, I'll be welcoming back a country music artist, Jiggly Jones. That's for our radio listeners. If you guys are joining us online, you'll be able to hear the show by heading over to blogtalkradio.com/conversationswithmusic, and there you'll be able to hear my interview at the bottom of the hour with Jiggly. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.